but I know some of the members, it was in Islam, in 515, some of the members are very supportive of that. Why? Because she was active for some time in that position, and why not make her the appointment, the permanent appointee in that position? So I think we need answers directly from the board chief and from the department. Why is Delhi going around?
But you are representing the minister from Pop. Where are the officials? Where is the dean? I'm sure that the ministry and the DG is aware of the situation within the entity. And it's reasonable, as articulated by Nanda, that the senior officials conversant with the situation in the entity were supposed to be here. It can't be correct, it can't be fair in my estimation. Then the two officials who have been sharing acting in the entity come and make a presentation. But before I hear what you have to say, I would like to give you the opportunity to raise your hand.
Thank you,
Chairperson.
I think first let me say we will go back and relay this to the board, and I do promise that we will then ensure that a full report is given to the committee. However, I just need to mention, in terms of my understanding of why the question has not been put, the former CEO was released on the 18th at the end of February 2015, and due to my performance. And he then challenged the CEO. The matter is currently at Labour Court, and as a result, the board has decided not to fill the vacancy until that matter is finalized at the court. But I will take the information back and take the full report from the board that is in the court. And insofar as perhaps our understanding about the board itself, we usually come to these committees with the chairperson of the board, and the current chairperson right now, we have an interim chairperson who is the DG of Public Works, and we get the information about these meetings through Public Works, so our understanding is that Public Works in a way that we have a meeting here, so we did not extend the formal invitation to the DG, because our understanding is that we are there.
Before you, there are several guests before you also come back. Before I take the move around the board members, I would like to hear from the parliamentary liaison officer of the minister.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Chairman. Indeed, information about the meeting was communicated to the DG's office as well as to the branch that's coordinating the work of the ACC, which is the governance and governance work and compliance branch. The information was communicated to them. Unfortunately, they did not communicate to me that they will not be attending the meeting. And I think that stems mainly from the previous practice whereby in such meetings, it would mainly be officials of the CID or of the entities, as well as the board attending. Department officials not normally attend these meetings. However, in the special circumstances of the entity, indeed, the DG should be here, and unfortunately, he did not attend in accordance with this action.
I'm sure you have this phone number. I would thank you for this appointment, arranging what the situation is, understanding the situation. While you do that, I've noted Honorable Farah Bamet, Honorable Sikhaya, and then I think Honorable Mahal Masiyala before I come to Honorable Harry. She hasn't had a chance to see the first one.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chair. On three occasions in various committees in Parliament over the last 11 years, this has happened, and on every one of those occasions, we simply sent the officials back. For us to sit and grill these two women, neither of whom are holding the position, who can't give us answers, they have no authority to give us the answers we'll need, for the board to treat us with contempt, for the ministry to treat us with contempt, I'm really quite outraged, and I think we should simply cancel the meeting and we should do it. Thank you.
Thank you, honourable members, for your view. Honourable Sultan.
According to my understanding, the coordinator of all of the entities are probably officers from the department.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Indeed, the issue of people achieving and the rotationary achieving is really disturbing. The rest probably is that we are here in our room. But I don't know whether my thinking was that maybe we should leave them to present, but we should also go back and make sure that they need this situation that we are living, so that next time when they come back, they come back with the relevant people who are supposed to be here, and who will be able to answer all the questions that we have. They might not answer all the questions, but just to present to us what is actually happening, and from there we'll get all the answers from them next time when they come back. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. But the CFO was saying, they gave us last time. You were not present, sir, to believe the resolution when they came to present. And the Chairperson was there on the board. And he specifically told us on that day that I think it was Chairperson, but some senior member of the board. And they told us that the next time Claire will come to Parliament, that will vote in law. And now we're going backwards and forwards. And the same scenario has been proved to us on the previous occasion. And I think it's quite unacceptable because they can't come back every time and give us the same scenario and nothing has been done. So if that's the board, and we're not blaming them, but the board, the board are not taking the responsibility series, that's why they met on the ground in terms of factors, in terms of contracts, in terms of all those things that we've raised at the committee. We've raised there at the committee. And so I really don't know, are we going to get the same story again, and nothing actual fact is being done or has been done. Remember, I've listened to your view very carefully. I'd like to see the gentleman. These two officials, on behalf of their entity, have come to Parliament. They've been in an active position, carrying the active position between the two. The issue for me, I hear when they say that they will report the displeasure of the committee to the board. They may do so, but it's the responsibility of this committee to raise the matter sharply first and foremost with the minister. Why is this situation prevalent in this entity? the ministry is the entity under the Department of Public Works. So we can't farm out the responsibility of the ministry. The first point of call is the ministry. Why is this situation prevailing in this entity? The ministry will have to account with the department. This is the first point of call. The second point of call is the board. The board of any entity has fiduciary responsibility. Oversight over the entity that you carry out its mandate, all those responsibilities that a normal functioning board has. Could also have to have an engagement with the entire board. From what I hear, it sounds like a dysfunctional board. And then the issues are escalated to the management. The management has responsibility for day-to-day running of the entity. The situation that's articulated here is an untenable one for the reasons partly articulated by Honorable Colaban. You can't have a situation where, in order to obviate provisions of the law, where you have people acting for 3 months and another comes 3 months, so that you just obviate having to employ a person on a permanent basis. But what I would like us to do here is, what I would ask of the committee, is not to send the officials and say that, no, we're not going to have the kitchen. I would like us to know, I don't have the kitchen, so I can only get it from them. For how long to get a recap? How long has this situation been? How long have you acted? How long have you acted? What are the issues? So that you are able to articulate them. The next time you come with your board, human beings are human beings. You might not be able to go into the issues as length as you are able to do here. Here I would like you to, without fear or favor, privilege the portfolio committee with the information. You have got the responsibility to the entity. You have tried to do your best within an acting capacity. But we need to foreground the difficult issues without fear or favor. So that the portfolio committee is carrying out its responsibility of oversight. Over the department, over the ministry, over entities, has a better insight as to where you are presently. From the management, we are entitled to have that, to ask questions directly of the management. And then we are also entitled to ask questions directly of the board, and then also, as I said earlier, from the ministry and department officials. So I would say that, with all due respect, I don't think it's a waste of time, but let us just get from their experience. How have they progressed for the last year or since you appointed? So that we have that picture from management, and then we will engage all the other higher authorities. Madam,
I think that's a very good idea, because it is much easier for officials to speak when the board is not there. But I think we must assure them that anything you... This is as though you're sitting in the chamber of the National Assembly. You have privilege. If anything you say here is at any stage held against you by your management, you have to answer to us. Illegal. We are an officially designated committee, and you have absolute protection in this room. And for anything in the future that they may hold against you, for what you reveal in this room. So please feel free, as our chair says, to tell us what on earth is going on. Thank you.
Just to emphasize that point, as I articulated, what I say is, without fear or fear, when you are present with your board, you also ask the board relevant questions. And the same would apply to the minister.
Yeah.
The same to the department. This is what asks the parliamentary officers to find out where's the teacher. So here we need to know, because our responsibility from different areas of responsibility is to act in the best interest of the people of South Africa. we have a responsibility not to protect anybody whatever they are. The common responsibility is to protect ourselves from people. This is why you occupy the position that you do. Before you start with where we are, where does this issue come from, how do you get into ethical research, I would just like to look from the parliamentary officer. The GC, if they arrive, which part of the country?
The DG is attending the social cluster interview that I mentioned at Kunhave. I have communicated by SMS and also an executive office to drop a note for him at the meeting itself so that he's made aware that he's needed at this meeting.
Okay. Well, for the purposes of my own thinking right now, let's just take the input from the two ladies. And then we'll see what the others feel. But that's appropriate meeting with both of the department and also engage with the ministry and the board. Maybe it's a long introduction, but again, welcome. If you could just give us a demo so that all of us are reading from the same page, you know exactly what's the state of the entity.
Thank you, Chairperson. Ms. Moran started acting in March 2015 until November 2015, so she acted for 9 months. I then started acting from December last year until further notice. So my understanding is that probably 6 months or whatever the case, the board has decided or decides. I will then stop acting and somebody else will act. So how did we get to the situation? It is because in February 2015, the former CEO was dismissed of his duties due to non-performance or failure to meet the expectation of his probation as a CEO. And this matter, I think it basically delayed in the sense that it was supposed to be attended to by the former board. But at the time that the matter was due to be attended to, the board of the CIDD changed, so a new board was appointed. And I think, obviously, with the induction and then familiarizing themselves with the happenings of CIDD, matter of dealing with the performance of the former CEO was a bit delayed. And when they eventually finalized it, he then took the matter to the DMA. And from the DMA, the DMA ruled favorably on behalf of the former CEO, but the board challenged that. And the matter then went to the Labor Court. And as it stands, the matter is at the Labor Court. We have recently been informed that the likely date for the sitting at the Labor Court is early November this year. That particular information we got, I think, about a week ago through the Remuneration Committee of the Board. So it is still to be communicated to the Board, and the Board can then decide whether they go for an application or wait for November. But having said that, the board has decided to try and settle with the former CEO outside of court, and he turned down the offer, so hence the matter was in further delay. The board has received legal opinions about whether they could, in the interim, go for the recruitment of a new CEO or whether they should wait. However, they have decided that they will wait for the process. But having said that, again, at the REMCO committee last week, Remuneration Committee of the Board, the matter was discussed again, and my understanding is the Remuneration Committee wants to take a proposal or motivation back to the board at the end of March, and the board meets for the board to consider advertising the position, even though the matter is still at Labor Court. Due to the fact that it's obviously operated for a year now without a permanent head. And given the fact that there's a couple of projects that the CIDD wants to engage in going forward, and ideally you want a permanent CEO when you give you those things. So that's how we got to the position that we got into. But perhaps what says worse the situation as this insofar as the processes are concerned, is that in December last year, when I started acting, the minister also made changes to the board. So the then chairperson and deputy chairperson of the board may renew both their duties. Chairperson and deputy, they are now ordinary members of the board. So we currently have an interim chairperson who is the DG of council, and my understanding is that the minister is due to appoint a new chairperson in 2025. And so that's how we are with. I think that's where we are right now. I don't know if my colleague wants to say that.
Honourable Member, I sense the uneasiness that you feel about what's going on, but I'd like to just assure you that the combined strength of the executive of the CIDB has really kept everything going. We have reported in excess of 8% in terms of our performance of the CIDB and everything else. There has been some instability, yes, at a leadership level, but we managed to keep the ship afloat, if I could call it like that. We've got very strong CFOs, we've got members of the executive that are, I think, in excess of 5 years in the position. So it helped. It helped because we knew what was expected of us and we went on with it. And whilst you might be a bit uncomfortable with the rotation, it actually worked because it allowed us to kind of spread the best of it. You know, being a CEO in a regulated body right now, it's not an easy position to be in. The CIDB in particular, there's a lot of heat on us in terms of our developmental and regulatory responsibilities. It also gives us the time to look at this from a different perspective. So the 9 months that I had with Sam was really quite an eye-opener. Exposed me to industry to, you know, the kind of challenges that you don't really see when you're sitting one level below. And also the opportunity there to help the next incumbent as to go forward. So my offering the ability to tell you we're doing our best that we can. It is trying circumstances, but it's really up to us now to make sure that, you know, we keep our role and responsibility and deliver the difference.
Thank you very much.
I'm not a labor legislation expert, but I would like to ask either yourself or perhaps our researchers look into it. But to my knowledge, the exit, the long time one is supposed to act without it being presumed by law that you have been given the appointment is 3 months. You have not carried that job for 9 months. Not a job to which you've been appointed, yet you've done it for the better part of a year. And now we have exactly it happening with your colleagues to your right, and exactly the same thing will happen. And suddenly the board will pop up, oh no, well, no way now, and give it back to her. And I've seen it happening here. It's now happened, I think they're on their third year in one of the departments I'm very well aware of. So they are using it. And I find that inexplicable and inexcusable, and the fact that the board are not here and expect these two to answer to this committee on their behalf and hopefully come back and did they imagine we wouldn't notice they weren't here? I'm disgusted, and it is not the fault of these two ladies here in any way, shape or form.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, I'd like to suggest the following way forward. We had the introduction that what has led to this prevailing situation from the two officials concerned. Let us relieve that.
Mm-hmm.
and then we plan for our next meeting.
Yeah.
Mm. What I'm to request of you is that we release them and then they are future to the
okay.
So if forgive me, your trip to Parliament is not in it. You have highlighted the issue and you read our constitution. So we take it up with the board, we take it up with the ministry as well as the department.
Mm.
And then at the earliest possible date, we ask you to come back to Cape Town. But it will be a cloud meeting. Everyone should be away from it. So you will hear from the committee staff to win the case. Unfortunately, today, this is only our family.
Put it on a tip, it happens as well, but we're going to hear the civil
rights.